Finally, John, I would like to ask you, yes, England have played very well. Is there any change that that they see for the Nagpur test?
The only possible change that I can see, Chetan, is, I mean, if you look at the way that England played in Kolkata, the only player who didn't really produce a telling contribution was Samit Patel. And the only person I would think would be at a slight risk of losing his place. But I can't really see England making any changes. I mean, we've had the news today that Stuart Broad has suffered a recurrence of his heel injury. So if England were planning to bring him back, that's now not going to be on the cards. But Anderson and Finn bowled very well together, particularly Anderson in the first innings in Kolkata, Finn in the second. And pretty much everybody else made a contribution. Even though Graham Swan wasn't at his best with the ball, those 20, 30 runs he put on with Matthew Prior just put England sort of 200 ahead, which was pretty key in the end, given they were 8 for 3 on the final day. And then, of course, Ian Bell, who I probably wouldn't have put back in the team, just gave England a bit of a steady hand on the final day with the little innings to see them over the line. So, all going well, I can't really see any reason for England to make any changes going into the final test.
Well, my final question to you, John, about Alistair Cook. He has been a rock for the England batting side, breaking records everywhere, here, there, everywhere. He's overtaken Sachin Tendulkar's record of quickest 7,000 test runs. Let's talk about him as a batsman and then, of course, as the captain going into the Nagpur test. How vital is it for him to perform again, probably raise the bar even further up, and again as a captain when England are on the cusp of a famous series victory?
Absolutely. I mean, he's a player that already has set his stall up very, very high. He does seem to be a player that leads by example. He scores runs, the others sort of follow. Important for him as captain that he's not nowhere near the finished article as captain just yet. There were still a few moments in Kolkata. I think he's just switched off for a second there, which in that game he could get away with, but he has got to remain very sharp and continue to score the runs. I think that's very, very important. But he just seems to be completely unflappable, obviously, in the form of his life, which has coincided with him taking over the captaincy. I mean, there aren't many players who score, you know, 1, 2, 3 test match centuries as soon as they get the captaincy. He's gone out and done 5, which is just a phenomenal achievement. And he'll be hoping, obviously, to keep that run going. In a strange sort of way, perhaps you could say the pressure's off England a little bit, because to come out with a draw, they'll come home and say that's a good result, because as you sort of mentioned earlier on, there weren't too many people thinking that England would go into the final test 2-1 up. But he's already said, look, we're not going to go out and play for a draw. That's a dangerous mentality to go into. We're going to keep going, keep doing as we have been, and try and win the game. And I think that's the right attitude, and I think that's the way he's going to try and lead from the front with the bat, and obviously captain as well. So try and keep on turning the tables on India.